Welcome to Talks from the Bible. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Isaiah 61:1-3. This Old Testament prophet predicts the coming of Christ into the world and the mission that he would perform. Jesus would come to preach the glad message of human redemption. They who would hear this message, yea, even today, would be blessed, and their life would be forever changed. The preaching of Christ would be a message of healing, a message of freedom, and a message of comfort. The purpose of this preaching would be for the purpose of righteousness, so that the Lord God would be glorified. Following his baptism and temptation in the wilderness, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up." From that time Jesus began to preach. Matthew 4:13-17. The teaching of Jesus would be a life that shone in the darkness of the soul, and life would spring up even amidst death. And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. Luke 4:22. The words of Jesus were words of grace to uplift the soul and bring man into a closer relationship with God. His great lessons inspired the thinking, so that those who heard him remarked, "Never man spake like this man," John 7:46. His words were so instructive that they came to him from every quarter, Mark 1:45. The teaching of Jesus was designed to change the heart and lifestyle of those who heard him. The people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Matthew 7:28-29. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.